You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. And today I'm going to take you guys on a call with me. I just flew back into town last night, and I just got back from Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, and I went on a shop visit. And as usual, a lot of times people feel like their market's different, their customers are different, and what we find is that's just not true. We have to follow the process. Every situation is unique and every customer is unique, but at the same time, we need to follow the process each and every time. And I think a lot of times we find ourselves in classic situations where we feel like this isn't going to go anywhere, it's not worth it, and so we mail it in, we shortcut it, or we don't give the customer the benefit of the doubt, and we don't give them the ability to make the decision, and we end up shorting ourselves as well as the customer in the process. We're going to talk about that. In fact, this particular call ends up turning into a $7,000 call. Now, I just came back, and some of you be like, okay, well, how'd the other calls go? I ran 6 calls. We converted on all 6 of them. In fact, one of them ended up being a really small repair, but it was on a non-issue. We got called out for a garbage disposal that wasn't working, but the garbage disposal was working. It was the switch. So basically, no real plumbing problem there, but found a leak on the drain coming off the P-trap, and so we were able to make a minor repair there. But other than that, all the other calls were option 3. So we ran 6 calls. One, like I said, that was a no-call ended up being a no-call. We still converted on it. So we went 6 for 6 for 100% conversion for a total of 20,000 and I can't remember now, either $20,600 or $20,800 in total dollars. $3,300 ticket average per call. 3 calls that were all around 5,000 to 6,000. One call that ended up being 1,400. One call that ended up being 890. And one call that ended up being 270. And how did we do that? Because these situations were not ideal. These were a lot of unique situations. One was the renter was paying for it. One was insurance was getting ready to head out. One was a no call, a non-call. One was a gas, an odor, not a gas, but a sewer smell. And that ended up turning into 2 new toilets. So how does that happen? What happens on these calls? Well, I can tell you there's going to be a couple things we talk about today, but this particular call that we're going to really dive into, you know, there wasn't a lot going on there. There was an owner-supplied shower valve that they wanted installed. And then they had hired a handyman to come out and replumb their drains on the washing machine. And when they did that, they put the vent on the after the P-trap. So as soon as it would discharge, it was pressurized drain. As soon as it was discharged, the washing machine would discharge. It would back up. It would waterlog up and basically wasn't venting. And so the pressure on the machine was causing the machine to shake. Plus, they were getting leaks and water was spilling out over the trap and just different stuff like that. So that was the call. That was what we were on. And this was not a wealthy home. This was a very rougher neighborhood. It's kind of neighborhood a lot of you would say, well, there's no opportunity there. These are community members in your community. They deserve the same service that everyone else deserves. It's not up to us to decide that. What's up to us to decide is the level of service that we bring and at what cost. And then they get to choose whether or not they want to hire us to do that work. That's how that works. So we don't make that decision for them, just like they don't make the decision for us what we charge. We don't have to charge less because somebody wants to pay less, but we also don't offer things just because we don't think someone wants to buy things. And I go into every call with the same approach. Okay, doesn't matter what I see or what I think or what doesn't. I shut all that down. I ignored it. In fact, my experience has been I'm usually never right. It's funny is the one call that I went on that was only $270 was an absolute mansion. Rich people, wealthy people. I was dealing with the house maintenance keeper person, the house manager, the doctor, the wife was at work. I did have to talk to her on the phone. That ended up being the smallest call. It was the other calls where people didn't look like they have money or people didn't look like they were going to buy, or it was situations like that where people absolutely made the decision to spend the money. Now, in this particular case, we gave the lady 3 options. We gave her the option to just install the owner-supplied shower valve as she had asked and to remove, to basically relocate the vent. But then we gave a second option to repair it the right way, to actually replumb that correctly back inside the home. The handyman had taken the work outside for some reason. And then from there, the third option was, is she had a really old cast iron drain system. And so I said, at some point, you're going to have to deal with this. You're already starting to. And so we offered to replumb it. And we threw some value stacks in there. We said, look, if you're going to go ahead and replumb it, then when we redo your shower valve in that third option, instead of installing yours, we'll install ours. And it's just a small way to kind of help them out a little bit. And when you think about this call, there's so many reasons to not offer that repipe. There's so many reasons to not ask the questions. And what happened was I just asked questions. I just asked a lot of questions. So that's the first thing I really want to draw in right now, is that when you ask questions, when you really take the time to ask questions, not because you're asking questions to ask questions or you're asking questions to get someone to come to a conclusion, when you're really just being curious and you're learning, like, what made you want to repipe it to begin with? Why did the last guy come out? What were you experiencing then? What is it that, you know, you're really after? What how long have you been dealing with this? When you start asking all these questions, you know, how old is it? How long has it been going on? What's the past history like? What was your history like? You ever had this happen somewhere else at another house? When I really start asking these questions and start understanding who they are and what they've experienced and what they're going through, and they start to hear themselves answer those questions, it's unbelievable how many times they will come to a similar conclusion as me before I even say it. Like, I've had so many customers look at me and go, do you think I should just repipe it then? And it's like, they came to that conclusion. I was thinking the same thing, but they came to that conclusion. Why? Because I'm curious. I'm asking questions. And as they answer those questions, I'm learning, but they're learning also. And we're learning together. That's the real key, is I think when I run a call, you know, to get that kind of a result, you know, and I travel around the country, and I think it's a lot of times people don't realize I don't have the Louisiana accent, so I'm not from there. I wasn't just there a week ago when it froze over. I didn't grow up in the neighborhood, so I am at a disadvantage. I just showed up on a flight. I get off the plane, I get a rental car, I drive to my hotel, I sleep, I wake up the next morning, I'm at your shop, we're doing training with a bunch of people who sometimes aren't always bought into what I'm saying, don't always like me, or they see I'm only 5'6", and they're like, I could take this guy. Whatever's going on there in their minds, I'm dealing with all that, and then I got to start running calls with people who are analyzing me. You know, one of the technicians was backing into this last shop as he was backing into the building with his excavator, and it's like everyone's watching him, you know how it is, and it's like it's extra hard when everyone's watching you. You know, it's like, oh boy. And I joked around with him, and he was like, man, it's tough when everyone's watching you. And I said, try being what I do. I'm in a glass house all the time. I'm in a fishbowl nonstop. Everybody's judging everything I do, what I say to the customer, how I say it. It's what I signed up for. But it does, I think it adds a small layer of difficulty on the job. It adds an extra level. Plus, I've got two people there with me. I'm not just by myself. Usually, I've got another journeyman there with me I'm training, or an apprentice with the journeyman there that I'm training. So there's like two or three of us in the home every time I'm running the call, and I'm not from there. And usually, my uniform doesn't quite match up with everyone else's. But I'm blind to all that. And I'm just asking my questions. I'm just curious. Just learning. And they're learning too. Okay, so I want you to really think about that. There's no prejudgment. I'm just asking the same questions I would ask everyone. I don't not ask the questions because I think they have money or don't think they have money. And I don't ask extra questions because I think they have money or they don't think they have money. I mean, when I sold this job, I know a lot of people were like, man, is this person actually going to be able to pay for this? Like, that was a big question. Like, okay, great, but can they pay for it? Are they financing? They must be financing. It's like, I don't think so. They're just paying for it. Honestly, I didn't even think of that. Financing only comes up when people usually don't pick an option. And then I'll say, would it help if, you know, we had payment options? But I don't usually offer financing up front. I don't hardly ever sell any jobs on financing, to be honest. I mean, it's helped a few times, but usually it's not my go-to. I mean, I'm just offering the options, let the customer decide. And if they ask about financing, sure, we'll talk about it. And I don't say financing, I say payment options. Like, hey, would it help if we had some sort of payment arrangement for you or something like that? And then they say, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you can apply for payment arrangements or payment options. But again, hardly ever. That didn't come up on this call. So everybody's like, man, they must be doing fine. Did we check with financing? Like, there's no reason to. I don't have those preloaded thoughts and conceptions in my head. I'm immune to that. I'm immune to that. Most of the time when I prejudge something, I get it wrong. When I think someone will, they don't. When I think they won't, they do. I'm not going to lie, though. I walked out there a little shocked that we sold option 3. I was a little like, whoa, what just happened. In fact, I sold that job. We finished, as soon as we got the signature for that job, I literally jumped in the truck, my rental, drove straight to the airport and flew back home. That's what it's like for me sometimes on the road. And then I fly home, I get in midnight to my house, go to sleep, wake up. Now we're in the studio recording this podcast. I can't wait to share this stuff with you, though. See, I'm actually still in the field. I'm still out there doing it. And so I learn. I'm still learning. And I can share that with everyone. Why not? Let's all learn from it, right? So don't prejudge. Ask your questions. Ask the questions. Number two, don't prejudge. Offer the options. Number one is don't prejudge. Ask the questions. Go through the home like you normally would. Diagnose. But number two is offer the options. Do not offer something because you don't think they can afford it, or you don't think that they want it, or you don't, I'm not going to bother. Who are you bothering? And who are you bothering by not? You know what I mean? So many, I can't tell you how many times I go onto a shop visit and I end up running one call while I'm there, and it's a call that they've already been to maybe a year ago, and they could have offered more stuff then and saved the customer from the problems they're dealing with now. And a lot of people say, well, people are, you know, the economy, or people don't have money, or people are, no, look, I will agree that money is tighter. I will agree that money is definitely a more focus of some people, but it's not about not spending money. It's about being smart about how you spend your money. Everybody always thinks that when money's tight is that people aren't spending money, and that's not true. They're just smarter about what they spend their money on. When money's free flowing, people blow money on everything and anything. When money's not free-flowing, they only spend it on what they have to. The good news for you is, if you're a service plumber, is that what you offer is a need. What you offer is a requirement inside the home. The plumbing has to work. It damages other things when it doesn't work. It causes problems. So people will value that. What they don't value is unnecessarily buying plumbing or unnecessarily fixing things. And if you're walking around expecting people just to tell you when that time is, like, hey, just so you know, I'm one of those customers that's willing to spend money, that's not going to happen. They got their guard up. They don't want you to know that they're willing to spend money on their plumbing. They don't want you to know that they're willing to buy things because they're afraid of what will happen, what that will mean. What will you do with that information? Will you use it against them and sell them things they don't need? So when I say don't prejudge, ask questions, don't prejudge, offer options, what I'm saying is to run that call like you would any other time. Okay, any other time. And that's going to lead us to our third point, because what ends up happening is when we prejudge mentally, even if we act like, you know, we're going to go through the motions on the front end, we show that. We people can tell we're not excited to be there. People can tell, I'm excited to be there all the time. I'm excited to problem solve, figure out what's going on, and solve the problem. Also to help the customer understand what they're buying and also what they have in their home right now. When I find a shutoff that's in great shape, it's a quarter turn, it's an emergency stop, it's exactly what I would put in, I tell them, man, this is what I would put in. This is great. I'm glad you have this. In fact, let's protect it. Make sure you're opening and shutting it every 3 to 6 months, exercising it, whatever the case is. If they have a water softener, I might tell them every year or two, exercise these emergency stops. Don't just let them sit for years and years to come. Protect them. These are good ones. I let them know these are the good ones. These are the same ones we would put in. You have no worries here. Let me see some other ones. I'm not going to just try to sell them to you to sell them to you. This is a safe place. If they have a good quality toilet that it needs to be rebuilt, I let them know this is a good toilet. You probably still have another 10, 15 years on this thing. If the water heater is 6 years old, I let them know, hey, you probably got another 5, 6 years on this thing. Depending on my market, depending on the situation, depending on what my experience is. But I let them know that. That doesn't keep me from offering them options. That doesn't keep me from putting in. I had a few now where I told the customer, hey, look, we can probably pull and reset this toilet. There's no point in replacing it. However, I'm going to put an option together just to pull and reset it, but I'm also going to put an option here to replace it, because the reality is that the new toilet kind of goes on sale in some ways when you hire me for a pull and reset. And what I mean by that is I'm going to charge you to pull and reset it, or I'm going to charge you for a new toilet. When I charge you for the new toilet, that includes the pull and reset. So if you're already paying for the pull and reset, or the installation of the new toilet, removal of old and installation, if you're already paying for that, if you're already pot committed to that, you already have to make that spend that amount. Let me show you what the difference is between that and a new toilet. Because if your reset toilet, or, you know, wax ring toilet price is $250 or $300 or whatever it is, and your new toilet price is $600-$700, you know, they could basically spend half the money and get the old toilet or twice the money and get a new toilet. And it should be their choice. Don't go, well, the toilet was only 8 years old, so I decided for them. No, maybe they don't like the toilet. Maybe ask them questions. How do you like this toilet? Anything different about it? If you could change anything on it, would you make it taller, elongated? Ask questions. Do you have any problems with it? And I'll also just say this, if it's a rebuild on a toilet, I'm definitely doing that, because even if the toilet's only 8 years old, why is it already having problems? That's weird to me. So again, I ask the questions, I learn more about the situation, I understand the plumbing, history, current, what the customer's history is with it, what their current state of it is, what their mental state of it is, what their desires are, what they're really buying. Are they really buying a new toilet, or are they avoiding some sort of shame? Meaning, yeah, you called me out here to fix this toilet, but the toilet's been having a problem for a while. Why are you all of a sudden calling me out here? Why today? And they're like, well, I got family coming into town. So it's really shame. They're buying the avoidance of shame more than they are buying a toilet. I want to know that. I want to know what I'm there for. What are they after? What am I solving? What am I serving them with? What if I made a small comment, hey, and if you end up upgrading to a new toilet, I'm going to clean, you know, the shut off. I'm just going to get the dust and stuff off of it. Maybe they're worried about shame, and I go, since you're worried about the in-laws, I'll go ahead and get this cleaned up a little bit for you too, or something. Make some little small comment like that. You're speaking right into what they're concerned with. Some of you are probably like, well, I don't clean shut offs. You're missing the point. You're missing the point. The point is that you listened to the customer and you spoke into it with a solution. That's the point. That's why the customers are letting me go through the whole home. That's why they're going with option three. I mean, I can't make this stuff up. $20,000 on six calls. There probably was about 4 days worth of work. It was about four total days worth of work. And I do this all the time. And it's not me. It's just the process I'm following, because I teach other people how to do it and they do it. And it's not like I'm teaching the other people who are like me. I'm teaching people who don't normally like sales, who people don't normally like to go into homes and have to talk about money. And I'm showing them how they can serve their customer instead of sell their customer, how they can actually provide value to their customer. And they fall in love with that. They get to be themselves. They go in the home. They build relationships. They diagnose and they value stack. They give the customer a reason. And then they actually listen to the customer so they understand what the customer is buying. And then they speak into that. See, I understood what that customer was buying. That customer wasn't buying a new shower valve. Customer wasn't buying the washing machine. They were buying, I'm tired of the problems. I want the problems to go away. That's what her thing was. And I said, well, the way you do that is to repipe it. The way we really do that is to repipe it. Now, I gave her the option for the minor repair, because that's what she called me out there for. And that's her choice. But I also gave her the option for the full replace. In fact, we ended up adding a little bit more to that. Another time, another place, but she ended up having us do the shower as well, and that was added on top of it, and we just did that at wholesale, because at that point she bought the cow, right? So we're just honoring her as much as we can. Are you doing that in the home? Are you going into the home and seeking to understand the situation? Are you going into the home curious about how and why you're there? Like, what's going on? Are you just looking at fill valves and replacing those? Are you just looking at shutoffs and replacing those? Are you just looking at toilets and replacing those? Are you really understanding what that customer is buying today? It could be just as simple as it's leaking on the hardwood floors and I'm buying it because it's not supposed to leak on the hardwood floors. I get that, but there's still a concern that is being dealt with in that. And that could be water damage. That could be, I've waited my whole life for these floors. I finally got these floors and now the toilet's destroying them. I could care less about the toilet. I care about the floors, but I have to replace the toilet to save the floors. And so that's what they're actually buying. And so then when I grab the shutoff and it's 348 years old and it makes that noise as I'm turning it, yeah, maybe I bring that up, because that's going to damage the hardwood floors when it leaks in 3 months or right now when I touch it. Listen, you got to get this right. If you're a company, if you own a company, or you're, in the situation of trying to get others to really go in and provide this service for your customers, I'm telling you right now, I'll even help you out. You got the podcast, obviously, but we've got another thing. Reach out to us. I'll hook you up. We got a free, it's a whole entire like 9-video with worksheets and everything training course on building relationships and how to establish. See, I'm not selling it at the end when I'm offering the options. I'm not closing it. I'm establishing a relationship and seeking to understand and diagnosing thoroughly so that when we get to options, it's already sold. It's already sold because the customer already wants it. They help me build the options. And so I go back to the beginning of building the relationships. That's where it all starts. I'll hook you guys up for free. Can own it forever. You don't just get it for a temporary time for free and then you got to buy. You can just have it. You can have it for free. We'll give you a login and everything to a back office. We'll unlock it for you. You can print the worksheets out. You can show future employee. You can own it forever for free. You have to reach out to us, theplumbingsalescoach.com. Fill out the little request, the form. Click on one of the things to fill out a form and just say, I'd like to get the free relationship training. And then Mary will reach out to you and get you an account logged in, sign up. And then you can access that and show that to your team or you can watch it yourself or whatever you want to do. Completely free. Guaranteed, it'll raise your ticket average by a couple $100 throughout the company consistently just by going through that training. And again, I cannot make this any easier. It's free. Just go, just get it. Just contact us at plumbingsalescoach.com. Get it. Get it. Okay, look, service over sales, that's why we offer that stuff for free. I guarantee it'll help you. And who knows, we might get a client out of it over the long haul, giving out enough free trainings. If you treat your customers right, you put them first, you're not worried about what you're going to get out of it, but you're worried about how you can impact them, and they feel that and they know that up front, makes it a lot easier for them to listen to you in the long run of what suggestions and what advice you might have. And when you're in that home and you're working with that customer and they feel safe, they're going to let you put weight. They're going to let you have influence. They're going to let you give advice. They're going to let you speak, and they're going to listen, and they're probably going to make decisions that are based off of that advice. So if you want to do yourselves any favors, build relationships in the home. Help the customer understand what's going on by diagnosing. Don't prejudge when you ask the questions. Don't prejudge when you offer the options. Just do the process. Just follow it, serve, love, give, and the rest will work itself out. And as always, like I always say, like I always believe in my heart, serve your community with everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.